The latest news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest, Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, I talk with Tobin Matthew. Tobin was recently named a 2017 Red Cross Nurse Hero. He's a pediatric nurse who works in the surgical ward at the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago, Illinois, where he wears a superhero shirt or costume every day at the hospital to help make kids smile. Check out our discussion on the unique challenges facing pediatric nurses and the ways they find their own inner child to connect with their patients. Tobin, welcome to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you here on the show in this episode. And I think we'll start out by, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience and tell them a little bit about why you became a nurse and what kind of nursing practice you have.
Well, great to be here. Like you said, my name is Tobin Matthew. I've been a pediatric nurse over at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago for about 13 years now. I have always grown up wanting to make a difference, wanting to help people. I'm, as cliche as that sounds, I've always wanted to do something that I thought, you know, made my stay on Earth here worthwhile. And I just gravitated to the medical field just because I felt like that was a good place to be to make a difference. I ended up getting my bachelor's in psychology before finding interest in nursing. And I didn't see myself going into nursing just being a man at first, because, you know, you didn't necessarily see a lot of men in the profession. But the more I read about it, the more people in school I talked to, the teachers that told me about it, you know, I got excited about it and thought, hey, this seems like a good place for me. And then went to nursing school, did my pediatrics rotation, and then instant click. Like, I just connected with the kids. The families seemed to see something in me that they really liked and were like, I really want you to take care of my child, and pediatrics is where you need to be. And I just embraced that and started being myself, and everything else just came from that. And I've haven't looked back. I've had one job in my 13 years, one job interview, and I've been at the same hospital. Even though it's changed names, I've never looked back, and I'm hoping to do this for a long time. I mean, I'm talking retirement, maybe, you know, up till I'm 65. So got a ways to go, but hopefully I can keep getting better year after year and, you know, keep making a difference.
Oh, definitely. And I really love to hear that story about how it kind of you got through the rotation in nursing school and it clicked, because that's a question I get a lot when I talk to nursing students. And I'm sure a lot of students that listen to this podcast will have the same questions. How do I figure out where I want to go as a nurse in a specialty? And one of the things I tell them to do is to go into each of their rotations, clinical rotations in school, with an open mind, because you just don't know what's going to click with you.
That is 100% true. I definitely went into all of my rotations not knowing where I wanted to be, complete open slate, like just a blank slate. And I just, you know, having that psych background, you know, I considered becoming a psych nurse. And then, you know, I, you know, just went through all the rotations, you know, got to know the patients, you know, the doctors, just the whole vibe. And like you said, you just have to go with your gut there and just feel it out, be open, And for me, it was just really easy because it was like a bell ringing off, like, this is where you're supposed to be. I mean, I literally had parents just telling me, Tobin, you need to be in pediatrics, you know? And I think it's just because I've always just been a big kid at heart, and I still am. I'm probably the most immature 38-year-old you'll meet. But for some reason, the pediatrics, that works. And they like hearing about my latest toys or comic book stuff, video games, you know, the latest, you know, Star Wars movie, you know, Disney movie, like, all, I'm still excited about that stuff. So I just was myself, and I felt like the world of peds embraced me. And, you know, to this day, I still feel very welcome in that field. And it's a really good feeling to be like, to feel welcomed in the place that you work, spend 12, 13 hours in the day, and to feel appreciated. And yeah, the biggest advice I could probably give is just make sure to find some place that inspires you and some place you want to be. And, you know, sometimes it just clicks, and I got lucky in that sense. So very fortunate for that.
And I'd like to congratulate you. I realized that you were recently recognized as the 2017 Red Cross Nurse Hero in the Chicago area. And I really enjoyed reading the little write-up they had about you. It says you're a pediatric nurse, and you, on your very first day at work, walked in wearing a superhero T-shirt over your scrubs, and you wear some kind of a T-shirt or a costume every single day to work, which just, I'm sure, gives you an instant connection to your patients.
Well, thank you so much for the honor. Was completely just, it was amazing. I'm still, you know, dumbfounded that they would, you know, give that to someone like me. I was just surrounded by all these great heroes that have done so many great things. And I think the world of nursing, but I was very humbled to get that award. And then, yeah, as far as the T-shirts, I guess whenever I do my job, I've always just thought to myself, like, you know, what would I want in a nurse if I was a kid? And it would definitely be to have a superhero nurse or someone that, you know, liked the same things as me. So, you know, I think I almost did it as a trial to see how it would go. And the second I had, I think it was a Superman shirt, you know, it was just instant clicks of, like, kids smiling down the hallway that, you know, patients that weren't in mine. Parents that said, you know, give me a thumbs up and saying, oh, great shirt. And, you know, I remember, like, one child whispering to her mom, you know, Mom, Superman works here. And it was just such a great feeling. And it just, I felt like, you know, ancillary staff, doctors, they seemed to get, you know, to smile and chuckle about it. And, you know, so I just kept doing it. And, you know, as the years went on, I was able to amass quite the collection of shirts and, you know, different superheroes, some with the capes, which kids do dig the capes. I will admit, I try to, that's definitely a fan favorite. And yeah, and with the whole superhero craze going on now, there's a lot of really cool shirts and a lot of cool things that I can bring to work, which I get excited about. And one of the best parts of my day is actually opening my drawer and saying, hey, which superhero do I want to be at work? And then sometimes that it, decisions actually made for me. These past 2 days, one of my patients actually requested, he said that he wanted me to wear a superhero with a mask. And so I had to really think long and hard about what would really get him excited. So I definitely went with my Batman shirt with a cape and the mask. And I had this little keychain flashlight that, you know, throws out a bat signal. And he got super excited about it. And like, he made me come in with the mask multiple times. And, you know, it took a little video that he showed his sister. And, you know, he just, that excitement is, you know, the big reason why I do this. And I just, it's really great to connect with the kids.
You know, it's really special to work with children in the healthcare environment. I come from an emergency background. And, you know, we often see children in some of their most challenging moments. And yet, I've always been inspired by the way children seem to bounce back. They are so resilient and really deserve that kind of extra care. What is it that you see is one of the most inspiring things that you get back from your patients?
I just love their, like you said, their strength. You know, they can bounce back so quick. They can smile sometimes in the toughest situations. And then just seeing, like I said, I've been there for 13 years and I've taken care of multiple patients for multiple lengths of time, sometimes taking care of patients for months, just seeing them go through these struggles, but then persevere and come out stronger and, you know, smile through it and joke through it. And, you know, even the ones that, you know, are in, just in so much pain that they'll still, you know, come up with the strength and courage to go for a walk, even though they know they don't want to and they want to lay in bed. It just makes me extra motivated, like you said, to give that extra care, to go that extra mile, find them that one toy that might, you know, get them excited, you know, do whatever you can to put that smile on their face. And, you know, I guess it's just that strength and that ability to just, you know, persevere to get better. And I just see it so often in kids.
Yeah. And it's interesting because when you deal with kids, you don't just deal with a single patient like you do maybe in an adult population. But so often you have to really be a nurse to the entire family unit. And can you talk a little bit about how the impact of family affects kids and the way they heal?
No, of course. I would say the whole family unit is one huge piece of pediatric nursing. Like, it definitely takes a village. And, you know, with each child, I would say children are like the most precious thing that, you know, people have in their lives, and people can be very protective. So you've got, you know, your parents, you've got, you know, your grandparents, uncles, aunts, brothers. You've got it's a whole unit, and you have, when you walk into a room, you have to be prepared to address all of their concerns, and they can be different, you know, and you really have to think about, you know, what they're going through too. So I would say, you know, addressing the families. Most of the times when I walk into a child's room, before I even look at the child, I usually go up to the parents, introduce myself, talk to them, tell them the plan, give the child a chance to just sort of watch me, you know, not get up in their space first, because, you know, I want to have a dialogue, and families just want, they just have so many questions, so many concerns. And I feel like if we put ourselves in their shoes, it will make the job so much easier, because you kind of have to just anticipate what the parents are feeling, what they're scared about. Before I walk into any patient room, I actually think about what kind of questions would I have if this was my child. And then I try to answer them myself or get the answers before I walk in. That way, when I walk into that room, I tell them, "Hi, I'm Tobin. I'm going to be your nurse for the next 12 hours. This is probably what you're wondering about. Let's talk about this first. Go through all that, you know, go through all their questions, concerns before I even do a thing with the patient." And I feel like that makes a big difference, because, you know, it's a very stressful environment and you have to treat the patient and family as one unit. And, you know, they heal together, they get scared together. It's definitely a group, you know, project that when you're working on together. Like you said, it's not the individual. It's definitely a team. And, you know, working together is always better for the patient's well-being. And I always try to treat it as a team.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm curious, because you've been working there for 13 years, I'm sure you've worked with a lot of new nurses coming on the units over the years. Tell us a little bit about maybe that one piece of advice you always give to a brand new nurse. You know, I remember myself just how frightened I was that I was going to do something wrong or screw something up on that first day. And so you have to set them at ease, of course, but there's also that sage advice that maybe you want to make sure they keep in mind to take with them throughout their day and throughout maybe this beginning part of their career.
Well, the first piece of advice I give any new nurse is don't be afraid to ask for help, because, you know, nursing is tough. That first year of being a nurse for me was the hardest year of my life by far. But I would say that thinking about the big picture is key in pediatrics, because, you know, there's the medications you have to do, there's the procedures you have to do, but there's other things in play. And, you know, newer nurses did obviously work on getting their fundamentals down first, but start to think about the bigger picture about, you know, what fears the child has to, what, you know, approach is best. But it's not all about, you know, what tasks we need to get done. It's about thinking about the big picture of how they get better completely and not just medically.
So if, as we wind up here, just kind of curious what advice you might offer to someone that's thinking about pediatric nursing as a career, that they're through school, or maybe they're in another field in nursing and they're thinking of shifting gears and going into pediatric nursing. What are some of the things they need to keep in mind, or some of the things that maybe they can do to better prepare themselves for the shift into this specialized care?
Oh, I love pediatrics. Whenever families are walking by and they say, "Oh, you guys are so nice here," the first thing I say is, "Well, if we're not nice, we probably don't belong in pediatrics." So I would say for sure you have to like kids and like, you know, and be up for a challenge. So that's probably one thing, is liking kids. And then two, I would say being flexible, because it's not the adult world at all. You have to be able to adapt your care to in different ways. You know, if it means getting down to their level versus like raising up a bed, you know, just because it make them less nervous. There's just so many different things you need to do differently because they're children. And not just that, you have to think about their age group, you know, if they're male or female, you know, and you just have to be flexible and adaptable to what the patient needs. And it's not all about treating the patient. So it's also about connecting with the person, because each patient is a person that has, you know, things that they like, things that they don't like, things that they are excited about. And, you know, I try to find out what those things are, because it definitely helps with the medical care to treat the person as well.
Final question for you, Tobin. What is that one thing you try to keep in mind every single day when you walk on the unit?
I would say staying positive. It's a tough job. It's a long shift. It's 12 hours. It's, you know, there's some really sick kids that you take care of, but you've got to keep optimism. You got to, you know, stay strong for your patient, because they need you. They count on you. You're their connection to the doctors. You're your connection to every other service there. You spend the most time with the family. I mean, I would say that, like, all I know is that it's a great field and you just have to give your best and give your all. And I always try and do that, put a smile on my face and hope for the best and stay positive.
Stay tuned for more episodes here at Nursing Notes Live coming soon, and check out all our other episodes where I talk with some of the top leaders in nursing from around the country. You'll find that and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.